You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Ludlow and Newcastle. There's also a card over at Foss Last. We're live on Racing Radio from 12:25pm on Wednesday afternoon with Gordon Brown, Andrew Mount and Stephen Powell in the studio guiding you through all three meetings on a Wednesday afternoon. Sam Norris here though in the presenter's chair and joining me on the podcast today, I'm delighted to welcome John Budden. Hello, John.
Hello to you, Sam. Excellent to be here.
Enjoying the racing over the last couple of days, Sean? I know you one caught your eye on a Monday, which is something of a rarity.
Yeah, there was some good racing on Monday, you know, Sam. Hereford, for example, a track I hadn't been to for some time. I commentated there once, quite yonks ago, but at least 20 years ago. But it's great to see it back in action. Mm. And you don't normally have horses of quality running at Hereford. But there was a good hurdle, and I have to say that Finian's Oscar impressed me enormously. Before this race, I didn't think it possible, because he'd only run in one point-to-point in Ireland, in which I think only three horses completed. He won Finian's Oscar, this point-to-point, and then he was bought by the Potts family, Mr. and Mrs. Potts, Alan Potts and his wife, for £250,000. Mm. Now, that seems a colossal sum for a horse that had won a relatively modest point-to-point in Ireland. And bearing in mind that Rich Ritchie and his wife had paid out €200,000 for a horse called Get a Bird, who had won a similar point-to-point in Ireland. You know, one felt an extra 50 grand on Get a Bird, who turned out, or I think will turn out, to be a really good horse. I mean, Patrick Mullins rode him in his first bumper, yes. And a little like Forheen, he absolutely slaughtered the opposition and looks a real class horse. And I thought, well, you know, Finian's Oscar can't be in this class, and he must be very expensively bought. But he was well backed at Hereford. Mm. And he came through and won like a class horse, no question. KP gave him a very good write-up in the paddock, although he didn't actually go for him as the best-looking horse in the paddock. But my goodness, he did win. And when you think that Colin Tizard has got such a wealth of riches now in his yard, and the Potts horses are extremely good, this could be a real prospect, Finian's Oscar.
Yeah, he could have another very good one on his hands, Colin Tizard. Finian's Oscar then, the winner of the Novices Hurdle at Hereford. Some slightly sad news as well over the last couple of days, John. Unfortunately, we've lost Edouard, who I know was your favourite horse in training, John. Desperately sad.
Yeah, absolutely devastating at Greystoke, because Edouard was the stable star. Mm. He was actually, too, the leading staying chaser on the Northern Circuit. He was rated jolly nearly 160. He'd won the Future Champion Novices Chase two seasons ago at Ayr in tremendous style, had been quite a useful hurdler before that. And then, when we actually last saw him really campaigning seriously was not last season, because he missed that with a slight tendon trouble, but the 14-15 season, he ran a marvellous race in the Ryanair, for example, finishing fourth there. Was unlucky not to win the Peterborough Chase, just made a mistake two out, and wishful thinking lasted home. He'd run very promisingly at Ascot on his first reappearance race, and he was well backed on Saturday. He was going extremely well. He was about fourth or fifth, travelling smoothly for Wayne Hutchinson, and I thought, you know, this is extremely good. And then all of a sudden, he obviously put an extra strain on one of his hind legs as he went round the bend out into the country and fractured it completely. So that was the end. Desperately sad for both both Nicky Richardson and the owner, Eddie Melville, who'd also lost a horse earlier in the week at Musselburgh, one for Hockey, had died. And when you consider that Nicky Richardson had a tremendously good prospect in Dlinger Burn last season, and that too, fell first time out or unseated at Ayr and damaged the knee and had to be put down as well. So it is a really galling moment, the loss of Edouard.
Yeah, absolutely. In slightly better news, John, just as we record this podcast, about half an hour ago, we saw General Tufto win again at Sutherland, what I think was his 100th start at the track. What a superstar he's been for Connections.
Absolutely heartwarming, in contrast to Edward. No doubt about that, Sam. And it was a wonderful win, really, because...
came right off the pace.
Yeah, Derek Thompson was commentating, and old Tomo was absolutely right. He was going, it's A from B from C from D, where's General Tufto? A lot of that. And he said, General is still at the back of the field, but that's the way he always runs. And then about as they turned for home, he was still quite well back. And I think Tomo was, prepared to go for brave effort by General Tufto on his 100th run at Southall. And suddenly he realised he was going to win, and he changed the tempo of the commentary spending there and did extremely well. Well done to General Tufto. Great win. Bruni suggested it would be a timely moment for retirement. It'll be interesting to see whether Charles Smith does retire yes. General Tufto or goes on in order to get the 200th race at his favourite track.
Yeah, it would be very fitting indeed if he was to retire after a win at his beloved Southall. But what a superstar he's been for Connections, General Tufto. We must talk about the King George as well, John, just before we move on to look at some of Wednesday's action. Obviously, yesterday we heard the news that Coney Groove is going to be out after failing to sparkle at home. But today, Colin Tissard has announced that Thistlecrack is going to go and take on Cue Card. I get the impression Colin Tissard would have rather liked to keep them apart, but two different sets of owners, John, and two great horses. We could be in for a fantastic renewal.
It will be a tremendous race, won't it? And, Colin Tissard obviously faced with a tricky problem is an understatement.
Yes.
But it was great to see either of them win. I'd rather hope, in a way, that Cue Card does score once more and keep alive the prospects of the great bonus. But, my goodness, Thistlecrack is obviously a real horse. And I think, in a way, the owners are correct. Thistlecrack is obviously at the top of his form at this moment. He's had two learning runs over fences, and he was much better last time. And if the horse is absolutely bursting to go, why keep him on the sidelines hoping, in a year's time that things will be even better? I mean, it's quite likely that in a year's time something will have gone wrong. So it is great that he is running. I think he'll take one hell of a beating, actually, Thistlecrack, because he looks to me something like a machine. However, you must never be frightened of one horse, must you, Sam?
Exactly, absolutely.
And there are others. I tell you the one who interests me a little bit, and that is Josses Hill, who strikes me to have improved his jumping quite significantly
this
season. Loves small fields, and it won't be a big field, I don't think, for the King George. And, of course, loves Kempton. And, he might be a bit of value in case something goes slightly awry with the really fancied horses. But it is going to be a tremendous race.
Yeah, absolutely. It's even money Cue Card and 13-8 for Thistlecrack at the time recording. You mentioned, John, it's a tricky one for Colin Tissard, but the sort of tricky decision that most trainers would absolutely love to have.
Well, he's got his absolutely fantastic power in the stable. And the arrival now of the Potts horses, has really sort of trebled the quality of the animals in his yard.
It really has, yeah. And we've got a Potts horse running in our first race on the podcast that we're going to preview from Wednesday's action, John. We begin with the 1:35 at Ludlow. This is a handicap chase. Just shy of 2 miles is the trip. Dead eight runners at the time of recording. A decent little pot on offer as well, John. And horses in the shape of Baltimore Rock and Sizing Platinum who've been highly tried.
Yeah, absolutely. It is grand prize money at Ludlow. They're doing a tremendous job there. And midweek racing, you know, 27,500, I think, the pot for this Class 2 event. As you say, there are two quality horses at the top, Baltimore Rock. Baltimore Rock ran pretty well at Punchestown, fell in the Arkle. Class horse making his reappearance. And he's got plenty of weight that, you know, might just be too much for him. I do think the pot's horse has got a great chance in this race, sizing. Platinum has run three decent races in competitive handicaps at Cheltenham since the autumn. It was second in the first of them in October and ran pretty well when fourth last time out in a decent handicap won by East Lake at Cheltenham. Cheltenham is, of course, left-handed, but he's won right-handed sizing Platinum in Ireland, so I don't think there'll be any problem in the way they're going. What others possibly are going to cause a bit of trouble? It's difficult to say, but Guard Fort could go well if on his best form. Venetia Williams is touching at a lot of really quite decent winners at the same time, missing out just a bit in the last fortnight. This horse fell at Haydock, or brought down at Haydock, and it also fell in the Grand Annual at Cheltenham last spring. But Guard Fort has got good form in the past and could easily, given a clear run, come back to form. Going concern represents Evan Williams, but I don't think he's in the class for this race. So I'm going to go for Sizing Platinum.
Sizing Platinum, the choice then for Colin Tizard in that 1:35 race at Ludlow. We stay at Ludlow then for their 4:40. Another handicap chase over further this time. Nearly 3 miles is the trip. 15 runners have assembled for this Class 3. Once more, John, good pot on offer and a decent field is assembled to contest it.
Yeah, I think Ludlow will be very pleased. So he should be, of course, because they're providing excellent prize money in the middle of the week. So they've got a really competitive field here. And Gentleman John is at the top of the list.
Got to be the selection, surely.
Yes, but I fear he is perhaps carrying a bit of weight and might find it a bit of a problem. David Pipe had quite a number of entries originally here, and certainly three, relies on Gone Too Far, which is possibly, in my view, the least likely winner of his entries. Although Gone Too Far ran perfectly well at Worcester last time out when we saw him finish third there and had won at Exeter before that. Obviously stays all the way. Fox Appeal. Appeals a bit too. Emma Lavelle's runner. Her horse is going reasonably well at the moment, and Fox Appeal, I thought, ran a good race at Newbury in arguably a better class contest than this one. Finished fifth, and the form of that race is working out quite well. And then, of course, we've got Milan Bound, who's very much a question mark horse in this race. I remember Tony McCoy riding Milan Bound at Carlisle as a novice hurdler. All the rage, did nothing. He proved to be disappointing over hurdles, but appears to be a slightly better chaser. You know, he could easily, if he puts his best hoof forward, win this race. But I'm going for Sugar Baron, Nicky Henderson's runner here. I thought Sugar Baron was a good winner at Wincanton two outings ago and was still in with every chance in a very decent chase at Sandown last time out when coming to grief two out. If he puts in a clear round, I thought Sugar Baron could win for Nicky Henderson.
Sugar Brown then, the choice for John in that 2:40 contest at Ludlow. We go over to Newcastle now for a couple of races on the Tapta surface there, beginning with the 2 o'clock, which is a conditions stakes over the 2 mile trip. 8 runners have lined up for it. What do you make of these stayers, John?
It's a very good card at Newcastle, incidentally. Again, excellent prize money,
yes.
This time on the Tapita. Buttelezi is a horse that I'm always interested in. Brian Ellison is very careful not to over-race this particular individual. And he needs to be held up, Buttelezi, for a late challenge. Only had one run in the recent past. That was a Wolverhampton. I think it was a warm-up, and he finished sort of down the field. But he's a great deal better than that would appear. Also in the same sort of category, we have First Mohican, who seems to have been about for a very long time. First Mohican was actually trained by Sir Henry Cecil at one stage in the early part of his career and did pretty well in that actual sort of context. Guard of Honour is an interesting runner in this two-miler. George Baker trains, ran very decently in the November handicap at Leopardstown, Irish variety. Also in a competitive handicap at Leopardstown before that. And then we've got Steve Rogers. Now, he represents Roger Varian. Now, Steve Rogers has been a very disappointing horse this season. A lot was expected of him, and he's just disappointed. But he did finish second last time out, and there is a possibility that that Kempton race, in which he was runner-up to Firepower, is slightly better than might have been thought at the time. I think he's lurking. And with the others perhaps just requiring the run, I shall go for Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers then, the lurker in that 2 o'clock race at Newcastle. The final race on today's podcast then, we stay at Newcastle for their 4:30. Sprint handicap this time, 5 furlongs, 10 runners lining up for this Class 2 race. From stayers to sprinters, John, but again, the competitive nature of the race hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. This is a real tremendous contest for good prize money, and it's headed by Caspian Prince, who's going for a four-timer. Actually went across to Dundalk to win last time out. Roger Fell trains Caspian Prince now. In the past, he was always considered to be a sort of Epsom Dash horse, not a great deal of staying power over the more galloping tracks, but that seems to have changed, and that win at Dundalk was enlisted company, so he's got to have a big chance of being in the money again, because he is certainly an improved animal, and weight doesn't seem to make a great deal of difference to Caspian Prince. Gracious John, rather than Gentleman
yes.
John, runs in this contest. David Evans in quite a bit of form, won nicely at Lingfield last time out, but is being ridden by a very inexperienced lady apprentice, and I just feel that this quality race may find Gracious John out. Line of Reason has been very disappointing this season. Graham Lee rides or Paul Midgley. This was a sprinter that was expected to win some really good class sprints. Highly tried earlier in the season. Hasn't done much, but if coming back to form, would have a definite chance. And then we've got a horse that I do rather fancy in this race, and that is Distant Past. Was actually beaten at Wolverhampton last time out, but ran quite decently, finishing fourth on that occasion, and ran extremely well on the turf earlier, finished second, and has been running in decent company. Kevin Ryan trains, of course, Distant Past, and I just feel that at the weights he's got a good chance. So I'll go for Distant Past to foil Caspian Prince.
Distant Past the choice then. Kevin Ryan and Joe Doyle team up with that one in the 4:30 at Newcastle. Just give us a quick reminder then, please, John, of your four selections for the racing at Ludlow and Newcastle midweek.
Yeah, we start off, might as well give both, I think, at Ludlow. The 135 at Ludlow, I do think the sizing Platinum has got a very good chance of maintaining the excellent form of the Colin Tizard stable, owned, of course, by Alan Potts. Then in the 240 at Ludlow, we go for Sugar Baron and Nicky Henderson. In the first of the races we cover at Newcastle, the 2 o'clock, I like the chances of Steve Rogers at the bottom of the handicap, and Distant Past is my choice in the second of our covered races at Newcastle.
There we are then, thoughts of John Budden ahead of Wednesday's racing at both Ludlow and Newcastle. Thank you very much for that, John. Best of luck and enjoy the action.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.